This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Start your new career with H&K Group Incorporated. H&K Group wants to offer you the opportunity to be part of the industry leader. 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Visit hkgroup.com and apply today. H&K Group does not discriminate. Experience more with H&K.
Good morning, friends. It is 9:05. About to be 9:06, we are with you an hour early. Is everybody okay? I see Matt throwing headphones. Amy is over there doing God knows what. Am I all by myself today? Is it just me?
Sorry, I got so excited about reading the weather.
Is that what it was?
Yes. I get to read the weather today, guys. This is part of the new change. It's a new KMOX. It's a new day. It's a new dawn. And I am...
Not even a new life. It's just the same old life.
Except I get to read the weather.
You might get to read the weather. That's correct.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. I know we're derailing the show. We just started. But most people listening, like me, if someone said, hey, do you want to go on KMOX and read the weather report at 9:30? I think a lot of people would be excited. I'm excited.
Yeah.
They would. It doesn't matter that I have we have a 3-hour show. It doesn't matter. I get the most.
Which starts at 9 o'clock now, in case you're wondering.
Yes, it doesn't matter. I get most excited when I'm on Highway 40 and I see a crash, and I'm like, oh my gosh! And
you
I
get excited.
Well, not the crash part, but I text Michael Calhoun. I say, Michael, there's a crash on 40, westbound at Hampton. The two left lanes are closed. And then I turn on KMOX, and he's like, and a report from Mimi Mark scores, there's a crash on 40 at Hampton. I get so excited. Call my mom. Tell her I was on the traffic.
Mom, you won't believe what happened. I saw a wreck. There were bodies strewn about. And then I called into the station, they said my name.
There was no strewn. No bodies were strewn.
They were strewn.
No.
Amy Mark scores and Chris Ranji. This is the Chris and Amy Show. And if you are just now tuning in to 104.1 FM KMOX, this show used to be 10 to 1, but now it is 9 to noon. We go until noon o'clock these days. And then at 12 o'clock, it is the Gas House Gang talking some sports with you. I'll be with Tom Ackerman during today's show. Also, Bernie Miklas will be joining the show today. We're going to talk a lot of Cardinals, and that's what the Gas House Gang is going to be. Plenty of Cardinals talk. You know, we'll get some Blues talk in there as well, but giving you some sports right in the middle of the day. 314-436-7900 to phone into the show or to text us. You can also send us a voice message from the Odyssey app where you can also listen in, and you can have that on your phone. There's a button that says leave a message. You push that button and you record your message and send it to us. And you can watch us on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. You have to be following us at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everybody will be talking about.
Well, voting has begun for mayor in the city of St. Louis. Today marks the day that no excuse in-person absentee voting will start in St. Louis. And are we on the way to a new mayor here? Well, I don't have an answer yet.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hypothetical.
We'll find out.
U.S. national security leaders accidentally included Jeffrey Goldberg, the executive editor of The Atlantic, in a group chat about upcoming military strikes in Yemen. Yes, that included J.D. Vance, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, texting each other on Signal about an upcoming attack on the Houthis, and Jeffrey Goldberg was in on the mix.
Wasn't supposed to be there.
I don't think so.
Cardinals finished up their exhibition season. They played Memphis yesterday, and that means we are just biding our time until opening day, which is on Thursday. So the regular season home opener right here on 104.1 KMOX. It is happening. We're getting close. It's Tuesday, so they're going to enjoy the off day today. They'll have it tomorrow, and then baseball time, baby. We are
real
almost
baseball.
There.
Yeah, almost there, real baseball. That's going to be fun. The weather seems to have changed just in time. I don't know if this winter went by so quickly because it was warm on the front end and the snow happened on the back end. So I feel like we were in the middle of winter in January and February. And then, well, I guess we are. But at any rate, it felt very wintry in February when we got some snow. And now all of a sudden, it's 65 degrees every day. It's going to be 65 today.
It always seems to find a way to know that baseball season is happening. So, hey, let's maybe we heat it up just a little bit.
That's
what they're
going to
do for us.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. Kegs and Eggs almost sold out.
Yeah.
But we do want to let you know about the first pitch. Breakfast tables are selling. But if you do want to be part of opening day festivities, really cool. First pitch breakfast. This is a separate event. It happens before Kegs and Eggs. But Vince Coleman will be having a not for air conversation with Tom Ackerman celebrating the 1985 Cardinals. The only way to hear that conversation is to buy tickets to the first pitch breakfast, bottomless mimosas, Bloody Marys, lots of good food. Oh, by the way, the Cardinals have now thrown in a pair of tickets to Saturday's game,
yep,
which is very exciting. You get those tickets as well. You get a commemorative glass beer stein. I think the first 104.1 FM KMOX commemorative item ever made, probably. We're looking into it. And, yeah.
I think it is.
I think it is,
it's pretty safe to say that it is.
I think so.
I mean, there are a couple of banners out there, but we're not giving those out.
We're not giving the banners away. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. So first pitch breakfast, KMOX.com/events.
And also, if you're buying tickets right now, there is 20% off if you go to KMOX.com/events. And if you're buying the table for 2, 4, 5, 6, or 8, that's the, and I think those are all available. You'll have to check. You need to go to KMOX.com/events and find out. But if you put in the promo code KMOX when you check out, it'll give you 20% off the table. So, yeah, pretty good deal, man. You get all that booze, you get all that food, you get a beer stein, you get tickets to a Cardinals game, all of that. And you get to hear Vince Coleman talk about the 85 team, which was my favorite Cardinals team. And I know
was
they.
It? I think I didn't know that.
Well, it was because that was like the first year that I really remember baseball and really understood what was going on. And they did all of that.
Yeah.
They made that run. And, you know, it was such a formative year for me in my baseball fandom. Even though they did not win, I remember a lot of it. So I think for me, even though they did win World Series after the fact, that was still my favorite team.
Yeah. No,
and it's been 40 years.
That's crazy. I know. I don't remember that team because I was one. But
right. See, like that for me, in 1982, I think I was 4.
Yeah.
4 or 5. I barely remember that. Yeah. I remember Kool and the Gang celebrate good times because that was the song for the summer. And that was it. But I don't really remember it. But 85, I remember really well.
But the Cardinals were not good in the early 90s, right? Through the 90s. Because,
yeah.
Because, and the only reason I say that,
they started to pick it back up like mid-90s to late.
Because the only reason I say about them not being good is my first memories of the Cardinals are not playoff runs. They're people. It's Ozzie Smith. Tom Pagnozzi. I think I liked his name. I don't know. But I loved Tom Pagnozzi when I was young, right? I remember Ozzie Smith. The first real event, now granted I was older by that time, the home run race with Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. But the playoffs, the Cardinals and the playoffs don't click into my mind until much later. And I think it's maybe because in that 91, 92, 93, 94 is about personalities. probably more than playoff runs.
That's probably true. I mean, Ozzy was getting toward the end of
his career.
But we
saw the backflip. We still, you know, like, oh, is he going to do the backflip?
Right.
And I think that's why, because they weren't making playoff pushes in those years. So my first memories of the Cardinals are all the personalities themselves.
That's why we got so spoiled after, you know, 2004, you know, still starting in about 04, for about 10, 15 years, really getting spoiled by just how good and competitive they were, the amount of World Series they appeared in, which is, you know, rarely does that happen. Yeah, the Dodgers are in a bunch of World Series now, but they have an extraordinary payroll that allows them to do that. But what Cardinals, what the organization gave to the fan base for a while, pretty good. I mean, and if you're a fan of another team that doesn't have that, you're envious of it. Yeah. That's why I think there's so much around the country. There is a dislike of the whole Cardinals thing and Cardinals Nation and best fans in baseball and all that crap. They get so upset with it because it's like, why? Why do you get to have that? Yep. Why do you get to have all that winning?
I can tell you why. Well, not only why we get to have all that winning, not that, but because people could say the same thing about the Yankees or the Dodgers.
We're saying it about the Kansas City Chiefs now.
They do. But specifically with baseball, the Yankees and the Dodgers, and it's like, well, Cardinals fans, we're the best fans in baseball. And it really annoys people, especially, right, old school Yankees fans and so forth. But here's, and I say this lovingly, it's all we've got. Like, we're not New York. We're not New York. We're not LA. And that's okay. We're community. We're like, when my friend, you know, moves to Colorado, retires, moves to the mountains, loves it. The mountains are sexy. Colorado's sexy. People move there. But you know what he said he does miss? He goes, I miss the people. I do miss the community of St. Louis. And I always say we have a great community because it's all we've got. We're not a sexy city, and that's okay. But I do think that is why I am more forgiving. I mean, I lean into the best fans in baseball. I'm not Yankee. I mean, there are hardcore Yankees, Red Sox, and Dodgers fans that would put some of us to shame. I get it, right? Every city has their diehard fans. But we lean into it because we're not New York. Does that help a little bit? It's all we've
got. I do think it explains some of it.
And like I said, I don't say this derogatorily. It's funny. It's we're St. Louis. We get it.
I honestly don't think most Cardinals fan. Every fan base will say or tell themselves, we're the best fan base in all of baseball.
Right.
I mean, and it's because they don't have experience really with another one. Maybe quick interactions or something, or they get into an argument with a fan of another team, but they never really are immersed in it. Mm-hmm. So you don't know what it's like to be a fan of another baseball team. So you assume, well, this has to be as good as it gets.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
And I will say it is pretty good. And Cardinals Nation is good.
It's a great fan base to be a part of.
But every fan base thinks they're the best. You know who I think is particularly petty and sensitive? Cincinnati Reds fans.
What?
They're kind of like, time I talk to a Cincinnati Reds fan, they're like, we're good fans. Meh, you guys don't get it. They're just very whiny.
How many Cincinnati people do you come across?
I'm thinking of four specifically.
What?
I know. I don't know how I run into all these Cincinnati fans, but
I know a bunch.
They think they're the best fans in baseball.
I know a bunch of Cleveland fans. I don't know if I know any Reds fans except for one.
Like 10 years ago, the Cleveland Indians at the time. They were voted the most hated fans in baseball. That shocked me.
I do not remember. How could you hate them? They don't win anything. The fan bases who get hated are the ones who aren't, who win all the time. And you're jealous of them.
I think maybe it's because again, now this goes back to me not being a big fan of Ohio in general. Not a huge fan of Ohio.
Okay.
And so that's Cleveland and Cincinnati. And I think Cleveland, I think that's their problem, is that they're arrogant and they don't win. We've won.
Look, I like Columbus.
You do not.
I had a good time in Columbus the one time I was there.
Their stupid cannon that they fire every time they score a goal in the Columbus Blue Jackets games.
Well, I have not been to that, but
that
I have been to the town.
Mind.
Will it, you think it would change it?
I absolutely do.
Well,
we should vote on the worst state in the union.
Let's do that. Text us. What's the worst state in the country? But tell us why. 314-436-7900. Get creative if you want.
Yeah.
Chris and Amy show now starting at 9 o'clock. We go until noon. And yes, opening day is coming up. KMOX.com/events if you want tickets for either the first pitch breakfast, which they are selling tables for that, or there are a handful of tickets, and I mean a handful of tickets, for Kegs and Eggs, which happens after the first pitch breakfast. But go to KMOX.com/events to check in. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Well, you might have heard on Total Information AM, if you were listening this morning on 104.1 FM, as I was, Anheuser-Busch, it will no longer be a sponsor of the St. Louis Pride Fest after over 30 years of being a primary sponsor. So Anheuser-Busch has declined this year to support the Pride Fest, and right now the Pride Fest is looking for about more than $150,000 in sponsorship. They are short that number from 2024's totals. Anheuser-Busch gave the statement that they are just kind of reprioritizing funds and where they're spending. And then, as I heard this morning on TIAM, that the Pride St. Louis president said, like, we get it. We get that businesses do reorganize funds. They do. That's something that happens. Sponsorships are pulled. Sponsorships are given. He's like, we totally understand that's a business decision. He said this year it feels especially painful because of the climate that they feel they're in with everything going on in the country.
It doesn't track to me that this is strictly a sponsorship reallocation of funds sort of thing. Because again, they've been doing this for 30 years. This sounds to me like, oh, we took a lot of hell for the Dylan Mulvaney thing, and we don't want to get anywhere near any of that anymore. It sounds more like fear than anything else. And I think that's unfortunate. I know there is a sentiment from some people out there that they don't really care for the celebrations, the Pride celebrations, and why do you have to have a Pride night at the Cardinals game? Why do the Blues do a Pride night? Don't put that in my face. I think that's, I don't particularly care for that viewpoint. I think it's an intolerant viewpoint. I don't like it. But if that's how you feel, then okay, that's how you feel. But this is an event that you know where it is. You don't have to go to it if you don't want to. It doesn't matter to you if you don't like Pride, right? Stay home. Stay away from it. You know what's going to happen in the Grove, right? Though they have the parade that goes through the Grove, or they used to anyway. If that is a thing that bothers you, then stay away from it completely. So I don't really understand from Budweiser or Anheuser-Busch's perspective pulling back on the dollars for that, other than they're just afraid of getting backlash. But I wouldn't understand the backlash, because it's not like they are shoving it in your face if that is a thing that bothers
you.
I
don't know. I mean,
you think just sponsoring a parade that you don't have to go to is a problem, even though they've been doing it for 30 years?
I mean, I think in this particular climate, we're seeing, I mean, look at the action Facebook is taking. Look, you know, these major companies, Apple.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it right. That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying I don't know if we should be surprised by this or not.
Surprised? No.
And with Anheuser-Busch, I don't know what their funds are, because, I mean, we do know that the whole, like, the Bud Light, boycotting Bud Light, even though AB is not in trouble by any means, you know, they were selling other Anheuser-Busch products that people were buying. I mean, it is a company that did lose money on the Bud Light Dylan Mulvaney campaign. So are they doing it because they are actually trimming funds and said, hey, we are trimming some funds, and also in this climate, we don't want to do this? I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying perhaps that's what they were thinking. I don't like the really what we're seeing is almost the inextricable weaving of corporate sponsorships and political support, to the point that everything a company does is like, are you for Trump? Are you against Trump? Are you for Democrats? Are you against Democrats? Now the Easter egg hunt at the White House is looking for corporate sponsors. I really think we need to start separating corporations from ascribing political views. And you could say, well, that's their fault. They started making political views. I guess. I think at the end of the day, maybe AB figured, well, it's not the climate to do it. We're not going to do it because we don't want pushback.
No, and I think it's exactly what it is. They don't want pushback. I happen to think that's unfortunate, and I feel bad for the people who are involved and who are trying to put this thing together, and it's been going on for decades, and it hasn't hurt anybody. So, I don't know. I think it's too bad. But I don't, if they're to tell me, well, yeah, we just can't afford it this year, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I don't think I believe them. I just don't. I think it is they don't want backlash, and that's too bad.
Yeah, I do.
Especially
think,
when you've been doing this for so many years.
I think it's a totally different issue, but it is kind of interesting. Like, two of our big parades are like struggling with funding in the past couple of weeks. Again, I think it's two totally different issues. It's just interesting that parade funding is in the news again. Like, and maybe it's like I said, I don't know if it's the climate, but it is what it is. I don't know. I think the community will rally.
I hope so. I hope they end up getting the funding they need. That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. This is 104.1 FM KMOX. Yeah, we go 9 until noon these days, starting yesterday.
It's nice alliteration, 9 to noon.
9 to noon. It is easy to say.
Yeah.
10 to 1 wasn't hard to say either.
10 to 1. But there was no alliteration with it. 9 to noon is easy for everyone to remember. I think 9 o'clock is a great time. I think you're like, the only thing that would make this day better is if I could listen to Chris and Amy sooner.
Well, now, true, but now you don't get to listen to us.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you 4 free 5G phones and 4 lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Later.
But I think sooner was more important. You know, the day just kind of goes downhill. The second law of thermodynamics, the law of entropy, everything's breaking down.
I don't think that happens by 12 o'clock.
For me, it does. I've been up for 100 hours
okay,
by noon.
Okay, yeah, that's you. That's you, pal. yeah, so we go from 9 until noon. Then the Gas House Gang starts at 12 o'clock. All the sports talk you could possibly want during the 12 o'clock hour. We do focus a lot on your St. Louis Cardinals during that show. I'll have Tom Ackerman and Bernie Miklas with me today from 12 into 1. And then also at the Dave Glover show, it's right there, constant, 1 to 5. And then at 5 o'clock, the Redbird Rush Hour happens. More Cardinals talk. And that is, of course, when there's not like a pregame show that happens at 5 o'clock. But you'll hear Kevin Wheeler talk some birds. That goes from 5 until 6 before sports open line on a typical off night for the Cardinals. We were just talking about the Pride Fest that will no longer be sponsored by Anheuser-Busch for the first time in 30 years. Amy and I discussing that a moment ago. I know some people wanted to weigh in on it, and you can as well. 314-436-7900. Tom is in Arnold, and now Tom joins 104.1 FM. How's it going, Tom?
Hey, doing great, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Great.
Hey, you know, the Anheuser-Busch making a decision not to sponsor Pride Fest, it's just a business decision. I mean, that's whatever their reasons are, people always, it just seems like people always take things, I don't know if too personal is the right phrase, but it's just a business decision. They look at things and they weigh things, and they've decided that for whatever reason, if they don't want backlash or if they want to put their funds in a different direction or whatever, and I just think that just is what it is. You know, the situation they ran into with, I can't think of the person's name on the advertising that caused them
Dylan
so
Mulvaney.
Much backlash. Right. I mean, who could... You know, you know, accuse them of making a bad decision to try to avoid something like that again. You know, right. So it's just business. That's all it is.
Thank you, Tom. Yeah, I think, right, there's something to be said for that, for sure. You think of Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, Sam Altman, not exactly historically people you would say, well, these are, you know, staunch right-wing Republicans. They're not, but they all donated $1 million to Trump's inauguration because they want to get in with that group. And I know, here's where I'm empathetic is certain issues, Ranj, and I know you feel this way about certain issues, and you and I are different on these, but certain issues are going to hit people more personally, are going to hit close to home, and you're going to feel more passionate about certain issues. It could be something that's in the so-called culture wars. It could be something that has to do with political statements that politicians have made. But for some people, they could look at this and say it's a business decision and be okay. I think there are other people who might look at it and go, this hits close to home. This feels personal.
Yeah, I don't think you could take the personal away from it. And I know that's not exactly the word Tom was going for, but I think it is actually the right word.
I think
word.
He used the right word. Yeah, yeah, I think he made a good point.
Because for some people, it is very much that, especially when you've been supported by that business and you are part of the local mm-hmm. community, and Anheuser-Busch is. It's a huge employer here. It's the largest brewery in the world. It is a source of pride for us in St. Louis, and I don't mean it in the sense of the Pride Fest we're talking about, but we are proud to have, you know, Anheuser-Busch mm-hmm. here, and Busch Light, and Bud Light, and Budweiser, and all of those products, those brands, local to St. Louis. And so then to have that company invest in a local community thing that has been going on for 30 years, and then suddenly decide, well, we can't do it now. Yeah. It just, I think for the people who are involved, it does hit them, and it probably does hurt. And I don't blame them for feeling hurt by that. And I think it's a little more than just a business decision. Look, their stock price, if you want to look at their stock, and I'm talking about Anheuser-Busch InBev, it is well above where it was a year ago. It's pretty consistent from what it was back in 2023 and even going past that, back to 2021. I mean, it's fluctuated over the years, over the last 5 years, but it's above its, you know, it's average. It's not like they're hurting as a company. So I don't trust that it's fully a business decision. I think they just don't want to hear backlash. I think that's all it's about.
Well, yeah, unless the backlash, you know, I could definitely make the argument that the backlash is a business decision.
But it's not affecting their stock price. But, you know what I mean? Like, they're not in bad position business-wise.
But here's the thing. Like, me, you know, like I said, there's lobbying. There's people trying to get in good with certain groups, with administrations. You look at Sam Altman, you know, OpenAI. Not a conservative, not a Republican. He gave $1 million to the Trump inauguration because that was a business decision. He needs to be in good with the people in charge.
Yeah.
But some people could take that super personally, like a friend of mine who is very afraid, you know, like, well, wait a minute. You know, my family is a family of immigrants. Are we going to be prosecuted? Are we going to be sought out? Are we going to be, you know, have our citizenship revoked or whatever? For them, it's very, very personal. So you could say, well, Sam Altman has to give $1 million to Trump. But to her, it was personal because she's like, how can you give money to this guy? And so I think that it is valid to both say it's a business decision and it's going to strike people very personally.
I guess there's a little bit of, to me, cowardice in it. Because I don't think it's going to hurt their business if they support that parade. Again, they've been doing it for 30 years and their business has been doing just fine. I think what it is the environment now, the people who just hate Pride, they hate LGBT stuff, they hate all of it, they hate looking at it, they hate the rainbow flag, they don't want any part of any of that. I think they feel more emboldened now to be hateful about that stuff. And Anheuser-Busch is saying, well, okay, well, since people are angry now, we're not going to get involved in this, even though it really wouldn't have hurt them at all. And now it will negatively impact the community that holds this event. That, again, if you don't like the event, you don't have to go to it.
Yeah.
It's just, it's that simple. You don't have to be a part of it. Stay home. Stay away from it. Go to a different neighborhood. This is a big city. You could be wherever you want. You don't have to go to the Pride Parade or the Pride Fest or any Pride sort of event. You don't have to.
I am not making light of this conversation, but I do go back, Ronj, to when the whole Dylan Mulvaney thing happened.
Yeah.
And I do think this is the best marketing campaign. And I think perhaps we all would be a little bit better for it. And that is the Bud Lighten Up campaign.
Yeah, we should have gone
and
with
it. And I mean right and left. This is, I am not,
we should have gone with it.
I am not focusing on any one group of people. But what I mean by the Bud Lighten Up, which I think is hilarious. You know what? It's a big country with a lot of different beliefs and a lot of different lifestyles and so forth. And I'm so glad we live in a country that allows for these freedoms. But because of social media, because of, you know, being online, we're all up in each other's business. We're all up in each other's business. And so I think when, because of that, we worry about things like what school, what this school in California is allowing, is saying is school code or not school code, or what this library, if they're having drag queen story hour and so forth. I think we're all up in each other's business and we kind of need to step away. Let's just step away for a bit and lighten up.
That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ronji. Phoning in is the president of Pride STL. It is Marty Zuniga, and we are going to talk to him when we come back on KMOX. Chris and Amy's show on 104.1 FM KMOX. We spent some time talking about the Pride Fest and Anheuser-Busch, a local company, backing out of its sponsorship of the events, which it has been a part of for several decades now. And the president of Pride St. Louis happened to be listening in. Marty Zuniga has phoned into the show. Would like to talk about what is going on right now. Marty, we appreciate you calling in. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for letting me join you.
Yeah, no problem. What did you, and I'm certain you have a reaction to what has happened here. So tell us what you are feeling today.
Sure. Well, first, I listen daily, by the way, so a huge fan.
Awesome.
So I'm glad I was able to be listening today. And obviously, Odyssey is a big partner of ours, and so we appreciate the support. But just to sum things up, obviously, we appreciate you all talking about this and getting our message out there. And, you know, some can say this is a business decision. Some can say, you know, how it affects us different personally. Yes, it affects our community very much personally. As you all mentioned, this relationship has been going on for 30 plus years. They were our longest standing partner with this organization. You know, we celebrate 45 years of Pride in the city this year, which is a huge milestone. And we have to remember that 45 years ago, we started as a protest on Magnolia Street. And today we can freely parade down Market Street. And that's a huge success, not only for this community, but for this country and for our values and beliefs and to have that support. What's sad to see is that organization like Anheuser-Busch and others, granted, they're not the only ones here, but the reason we have brought them to the forefront and to the attention is because they are one of the largest employers in this city, and their support means so much more than just dollars. Their support shows value. Their support shows acceptance. Their support shows that, you know, at a time when we need their help the most, they walked away from the table. Now, other companies are coming in at historic lows as well with their sponsorships. We're so grateful to see our friends at BJC, Edward Jones, all these other great companies in the city still willing to support us. Now, granted, they're making marketing and business decisions as well, and the funding isn't coming in at the historic levels that they used to as well. But you know what? In today's times, when we need them the most, they are still there. And that's what counts. And that's what we're calling out here. And just to spread the word, we've provided a free festival for this community for 45 years. We were the last free festival of this size in the Midwest. You go to any other city, you're going to pay $20, $30, $40 to walk in the door. We've been relying on these partners to provide this opportunity for us to celebrate in a free manner. So when this happened, we wanted to show the community and the St. Louis community, our ally community, look, we're going to need your help and support. People like Anheuser-Busch and these things, whether it's a business decision, a personal decision, however you may feel on it, have walked away from the table. That's why we're launching this hashtag 45 for 45 campaign, to ask the community to step up and to showcase this. You know, we've been scrutinized for being corporate pride for years. And so you know what? This time around, that presented by line is going to be blank. And I would be more than excited to say that it's presented by the St. Louis community. And that would be the best thing that I can say, and the best talking point I would have is, you know, by doing this grassroots fundraising to get people to give us $4.50, $450, $4,500 if you got it. I'll take it. But, you know, so we can keep pride alive for another 45 years. We're a nonprofit. None of us are paid. I'm a volunteer, just like everyone else. We do this out of the kindness of our heart to showcase our community. And we have a great community here in St. Louis. And so that's why we wanted to talk about this today, to let people know that, you know, whether I'm not asking you to put down your AB products. I'm not asking you to change this. I'm not asking for a boycott of any sense. I'm just asking you to remember that you have a choice when it comes time to buy a product, buy a hamburger, buy a beverage, and just think about what those companies' values are and who they align with and where they're standing with you today, or if they're not standing with you today.
Hey, Marty, when did you guys find out that AB would not be the presenting sponsor, and was there a conversation?
Sure. We've obviously in this world of sponsorships and dialogues, we've had a relationship for years. So it's a very, very open conversation. We talk to these partners year round. Pride is more than just a weekend. Pride is 365 days a year. We do a lot more than just a festival. So we work with our partners throughout the year on Teachable Tuesdays, our scholarship programs, our Feeding the Community holiday dinners. You know, we do so much more than just a party. And so we work with our partners year round to showcase them and to show them that, you know, they have great value in what they're doing and how they're helping the community outside of throwing the party. Everyone loves the party. But so we've been talking with them for weeks now about this and how we can work together, and is there a way we can bridge the gap? And just like we worked with our other partners, while they may not have given us the historical levels of support, you know, they're supporting us in other ways through in-kind contributions and things like that. And so, you know, we've been trying to negotiate the best we can, and eventually those negotiations just broke down and they simply walked away from the table. And it was sad to see that. And that's, you know, that's, I'm being completely honest and open. And that's what we just wanted to tell the community. Say, look, maybe they've changed directions. Maybe they want to go elsewhere. That's fine. But you can look. They're backing out of every Pride festival they supported in this country. They backed out of San Francisco Pride. They've backed out of many others.
So did they not give you specifics as to why they decided to back out? I mean, you said there were talks and then the talks just broke down. What
sure.
exactly happened?
Sure. It was simply that, you know, we just don't see the value in it anymore.
Okay. Well,
that's exactly what they told us.
As far as Marty, the 45 for 45, was that officially launched this week?
Yes, that was launched this morning as well.
Okay.
So this was the kind of an in conjunction kind of thing to say, hey, look, we're being fully transparent here, open and honest with the community and the St. Louis broader community to say, look, we need your help and support. This organization is only as strong as, sadly, our pocketbook, because we are all, we're 501c3. We rely on donations for our funding. And if we want to continue a strong, successful pride in this city and the wonderful things we do year-round, our scholarship program, the dinners, the Feeding the Community dinners, we serve over 600 people every Christmas and Thanksgiving with a free hot meal, no matter if you're part of the community or not. There's no questions asked. You walk up, we'll give you a meal. We support, you know, scholarships for LGBT students who may not have the resources to go to school, especially when that type of funding is being cut. In the world where DEI is becoming a four-letter word, which is sad because it's only three, it's horrible. And so this is a time more than ever we need the community to stand up so we can continue to have a voice, because just like our community and many others, we're trying to be erased. We're trying to go backwards in this country. And we can't do that. We can't afford to do that. We've made great strides. And no matter where you fall in the political lines, it's not a political issue. This is a human rights issue. And it's about basic human rights and acceptance. That's all we're asking for.
Marty, if people do want to support you, how do they do it?
Sure. Feel free to go visit our website, pridestl.org/45for45, or if you can't remember all that, just pridestl.org, and we'll get you there from there. So we would love for people to come and learn about our cause, learn about our mission, and any way they can help and support would be great.
Marty Zuniga, the president of Pride STL. We appreciate you phoning in. Thank you for giving us a call this morning.
Thank you for taking the time and letting me speak.
Okay. So, look, yes, companies can do whatever they want to do with their money. That's perfectly fine. But that doesn't mean people aren't going to have a reaction to it or think something of you.
Yes. And I think the probably the big thing here is not just the supporting or not supporting, like, you know, like this year and like, oh, it's AB and is it this parade? I think objectively, anytime you lose a sponsor, a primary sponsor for over 30 years, that comes as a shock.
Of course,
that's like, that, like just that alone, regardless of what the issue is. You know what I mean? That comes as a shock. So that's a big loss.
Especially
objectively, that's a big loss and an unexpected loss. I mean, after 30 years of a presenting sponsor. Yeah.
Especially loss. If it doesn't feel like the explanation is good enough. Right.
Objectively, that would be very difficult.
It's Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Man, that sounds good.
Doesn't it?
You know what else sounds good?